Blog Talk Radio.
He was like, but I feel as though
if they had some type of choice or option, you know, besides hanging out in the street and doing nothing truly with themselves, I think that extra 3 years will give them time to think about it, you know, and, you know, and nothing for nothing in other countries, it is that way. Once you graduate, you don't have a choice. You go into the military. But, again, once you come out of the military, you got all type of options. College, a trade school, finish your career in the military. You can go and do whatever you want, and the military not only will stand with you, they'll financially support you and help you.
Okay.
I think that would, A, lessen a lot of the crime that we're seeing go on with the younger generation, and B, give them something else to think about. If they're out of that hood, because, and I'm speaking from experience with this part. Once I got out of the hood that I was raised in, so much and so many other thoughts opened up to me. You know, I saw myself being able to do certain things that I never thought of. And it was all because of my time spent in the military. I felt like that was a good conversation. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to let that be. I want to ask my fam on Tales Corner today, how do they feel about that? Do you really think, you know, because I believe it'll solve a lot of the problems that we see here. One thing about the military that was so beautiful, it took people from the suburban, the ghetto, and gave them a chance to live and navigate together. You know, I never met anyone from Triple Falls, Wisconsin, until I went in the military. I never met anyone from Alabama until I went into the military. And I just think that it'll give us all an opportunity to not just appreciate each other, but know each other as well. You know, it just seemed like a good idea to me. That's all. That's all. And I know it's a lot of people who don't want to go in the military. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I truly believe that for the first 3 years, male and female, I'm not just talking about men, I'm talking about women as well, because there are a multitude of jobs for females in the service, you know, and you can pick which branch you want to go in, the Army, Navy, Air Force, or the Marines, you know, make that your choice. But there's a 3-year obligation. And after that 3-year obligation, you set.
Yeah.
You got the world as your oyster. And not to think about this as well. A youngin turns 23, 24. He's out of the military. He gets caught up in something minor, minuscule, nothing serious, just something that, you know, driving on a suspended license or something like that. That judge in that court is going to look at the fact that he has been in the military. And I believe that will give sort of a boost for that judge to recommend a program or give him community service or anything besides going to prison. You know what I mean? I mean, if he's out here taking lives and murdering people, no justice whatsoever. I mean, justice for the family of the murder victim. But as far as he goes, I'm not even thinking about your military commitment anymore. Because you went in the military, you did 3 years, and now you come out and you're doing the very thing that we're trying to avoid. And I know
but
I
you know,
took
Karen,
it a million.
But you know, it's another side to that. Like you came out on a good side because you didn't have to go to war. Right? You didn't have to, I mean, well, I don't know. Did you go to war?
Yes. Iraq.
Okay, so you saw combat. You saw actual combat.
Yes.
A lot of people come back with PTSD, all type of problems, and the government not helping them. They end up homeless.
Right.
They end up on drugs. They end up,
right.
you know, just doing doing things that we try to prevent. And
right.
the government
right.
just won't help those type of people. So it's like a catch-22. Kind of sort of.
Right.
It's like a catch-22. Like it's good. You damn if you do and damn if you don't.
Well, I think that if it becomes a mandatory situation, I think some
mm-hmm.
mandatory support and help will come with that military obligation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
Right now, you know, as a veteran, I'm not complaining
mm-hmm.
about when I go to the VA, what's going on. You know, I'm not complaining about it at all, but it could always be better. Always.
Right.
Always. So I mean, but I'm with you, and that's an aspect that I really didn't fully think about. Because there are a lot of homeless veterans. There's a lot of guys with PTSD and all types and assortment of wrong with them. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a way to
yeah.
get these guns out of these children's hands. They're children. You haven't even lived
but you
life
know,
really. Go ahead.
No, but I agree with you 1,000%. But if a lot of us don't fear God. That's where
mm-hmm.
that's where it really starts at. A lot of people just don't fear
mm-hmm.
God. Because if you feared God,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't kill your brother that looks just like you. You know what
right.
I mean? Like you just wouldn't do that. You just wouldn't do that. And it's a sin. It's a sin to kill
yeah.
somebody and never let alone go to jail for 15, 20 years behind it. Like it,
well,
all jail people, everybody in jail look like me, just about.
Right.
And we only take up 8% of the world, and you got a 80% rate that's in the jail looking like me. Like that's it,
mm-hmm.
Bible people, Bible. The answer is in the Bible. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, we both know who
mm-hmm.
God is and what God does. The problem
right.
is they've even removed him. Do you know when we were young?
Yes,
we used to say,
to say
I pledge allegiance to the flag
yep.
of the United
yep.
States of America, and the whole spew. They have completely taken God out of that elite. Matter of fact, I don't even think the kids do it anymore.
No,
so,
they don't. They've been took it out.
Where did we think we would end up? Where did we think we would land?
Exactly.
You know, right here.
Exactly.
Right here where we are. A world full of people who don't know, don't fear, and don't respect God. And I'm going to leave
yeah.
it at that. I'm gonna leave it
yeah,
at
me,
that.
Right.
But that was just an idea that we were discussing while I was at work today. You know, give these kids 3 years of something different. You never know
mm-hmm.
what mind will change or what will work for the better. And here, think about this: a couple of these people, when they get out, because you've been in the military. We offer jobs of a service members with PTSD and homelessness and things of this nature. Nothing, nothing bothers me like going to the gas station or the store and seeing a homeless veteran in front of the store. It's like, do sacrifice for this country. This country has to have something to give back. We got billionaires and I mean millionaires, billionaires. Hint, because I better win tonight. I'm trying to tell y'all that Mega Million better be mine. That Mega Million better be mine. But if it was to be mine, Treece, that's something that I would try my darndest to implement. I would seriously try to implement that because I feel that it would help more than hurt. Now, of course, there are going to be some people who fall through the cracks. There are going to be some people who miss that hood life and everything they feel it brought to them. There are always going to be those individuals. But I just feel in my heart that if you give an option to these children, the things that we're seeing going on won't be. And let's stop with this marijuana situation. Okay, he can't be high at work. Okay, well, unless he comes in that office smelling like marijuana. I know people who are better drivers when they smoke marijuana than when they don't.
Yeah.
And that's not everybody, but I do know some folks who are very much more alert off of that. But I mean, it's all something to think about, Treece. I just thought I would put it on the corner, something for us to think about. And hey, listen, if y'all have something that you guys think a program or something that you want implemented. See, it's one thing to have a name. Everybody has a name. What are you doing with it? How are you helping others with it? And that is what's like stuck in my head. What way can we help these young children? Because they're only children. Ending up with the rest of their lives in a man or a woman's institution because we have nothing for them. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
No, but listen, to piggyback off of what you were just saying. So, maintain, feed the homeless on Sundays. We feed the homeless and give clothes and all that kind of stuff, right? So, I was wanting to get a shelter and you know, try to take it one step further and get a shelter. It is so much red tape that you have to jump through the hoops and go under the table and go around the barn just to get funding for people that need help. So it's
hey,
like you said,
do
something
you know
has
what,
to be done because
you know what untangles red tape? This Mega Million money, I'm ready to win tonight. It tangles red tape, and I'm telling you that will be my charity, my direction, my earning, just my every minute, man. I used to love out there coach those little kids, you know. I would find myself, you know, putting myself in their situations and understanding the hardships and how they may feel. And I wanted to be a difference for every child I came in contact with. And I still feel that. Brother Ted and I talk all the time about programs that we want to get started for these kids. For these children, man, because it seems like everybody else has forgotten about them until it's time for them to go to jail.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you want to call their name. Y'all don't get me started. On today's Tail Caller episode, we take a look into what, if any effect, have the new rules had on MLB baseball. And I'm going to read the rules over, and we're going to see if we see any effect in it. We're going to take a close look into the Earl Spence and Crawford fight. You know, hey, where does boxing go from here? You know, because I don't want to see a rematch. And this is Kale speaking for Kale. I don't know what Sis thinks or what she wants, because we haven't talked about this. But I don't want to see a rematch. I just don't. I want Crawford to move on and put his belt up against someone else. All right? All right, y'all. We're going to talk the latest NBA news and events and a surprise firing associated with the NBA. We're going to get into that. We're going to continue our NFL talk with the top 10 punters and kickers approaching this 2024 season. And I got another treat for y'all. There are 5 second-year players expected to have surprise season. The NFL has actually dubbed these guys the out-of-nowhere players. There are 5 second-year, out-of-nowhere players that they're expecting to have great seasons this year, all right? So you can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. You can also join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all the live in-studio family on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Lord willing. Hey, guess what, y'all? Y'all on Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real. It's our only real. Y'all talking about? Y'all know what we talking about. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to this?
No, we did a good job with the intro, so we good. I'm good.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782 is the number again. And, oh, y'all, my power. Do something to me, man. I love my music, my go-go music, my DC representation. Red T is on the line, and Red T wants to come in right now. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Red T, give him his wishes. And you know Red T going to go all off the topic, because it wouldn't be Red T if he followed. So come on, Red. We're giving you the front part of the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Lady T. How you doing, Sugar? It's from Praise God.
What's up,
how you doing? Is 57 into going to heaven in here? Is he in here yet?
Not yet.
Now, okay. Then, hi, Ken. How you doing, bro? How you doing? You and your brother celebrating y'all little birthday. Praise God. What you turn 60, right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know 60. No, no, you said you know it. You said, I said you turned 60. You said you know it. You know 60.
No, I
said,
so,
praise God.
I said, you know my brother and I celebrated together. And no, turned 52, man.
See, you starting stuff for Kale's Corner with me already. Because I said, happy birthday, y'all turned 60. And you said, yeah, you know it. And now you trying to go back and say y'all 52. That's 8 years minus. That minus from 60 is equal to 52. 52. 52.
Yeah. I'm not
asking.
52.
52.
And we're not speaking.
We know what kind of math you learned over there. What was it, Cardoza?
I went to Wilson, man. We learned up there. We learned. They majored educated at Wilson. But listen,
okay.
You know, 52. Ain't that young boy named Jamin Davis for the Washington Commanders number?
Mm-hmm.
52.
Yes, sir.
I knew I could trick you into going to say the number 52. How they been ragging this boy because he didn't got a regular driving charge. And I'm sorry to say it, some of these white commentators want to see this boy banned. They want to see him suspended for 6-7 damn games. I mean, the way they just talking about this boy like he a dog. Oh, he was there when his teammate was in an accident that killed the girl. He should learn. They youngins. And when you give youngins millions and millions of damn dollars, and they ain't got nothing but to do is play basketball all damn day or football all damn day long, and they get some free time, and they go buy these cars that cost $150,000, $260,000 with high horsepower. What in the hell do you think they going to do, regardless of what the speed sign? Hold on. How about everybody take a minute? Take your ass and go outside and go stand on the corner and watch how many cars speed pass you every damn day. Am I saying it's right? No. But what I'm trying to say is don't try to bash a man for something that people do that happen to people each and every damn day. Every second, every moment, every minute of an hour, it's happening to somebody that's out there reckless driving. Whether you get caught or not, you just want to pray that you hope whoever reckless driving don't hit nobody, don't hurt nobody, and damn sure don't hurt themselves. Did I say too much on that?
No.
Let's go ahead and march on the training camp. I'm not finished, Kale. Lady T, tell him I don't want to leave, but I ain't ready to go right about now. Hold on. Let's talk about Sam Howell up in training camp. Everybody
yes,
want to go Sam Howell. Sam Howell. And Sam Howell ass out there throwing interceptions in training camp already.
Well, that's good. Get it off
that's
the
okay.
system,
he got
young
the system now.
Hold on. But that's okay though. For right now.
It's comments like that that get your ass banged. Just like that.
What really got my ass banned when I said the dude
was
sending them gun. But anyway, back to the subject and the legend at hand, Sam Howell, that Bama, he better get it right. I don't know what they trying to sell right now. I don't know if it's cocaine. I don't know if it's marijuana. I don't know if it's PCP. I don't know if it's dope. I don't know what the Washington Commanders trying to sell right now with Sam Howell. But come week one, week two, week three, four, five, six, seven, eight, by that time, if Sam Howell ain't got it on time, you know what I'm going to say, Kale. You know what I'm going to say. If it's a cure for this shit, I really want it right now, and the Washington Commanders going to need it, and that's going to mean they're going to start seeking that first round number one all-world pick and get one of them quarterbacks coming out of college. Ain't no give him another year. Ain't no, we going to build a shit, but that's around that Bama right now. But I'm
really
sure they say
that.
I guarantee
you. I guarantee you by game four, every word that you just chewed out, spit out, by game four, you're going to have to eat that humble pie, bro. Trust me.
You know, Ted, I got to go to the audiologist tomorrow to get my ear cleaned out. They say I got wax build up. What you say?
Hey, Marcus
how
said.
You see, how you doing, Sugar? Praise God. He's some of this church chassis. Amen. The Lord is good. The Lord is in his holy temple. The temple. Praise you, baby Jesus. He got up on a Sunday. But the question is Sam Howell going to get up on Sunday? See that? See, they say Jesus, he rose from the dead on Monday. We got
to. Hey, Mark, Rev, I hate to do this, Rev, but you ain't giving me a minute to talk. Marcus said that by game one, everything you saying, you're going to have to eat that humble pie on. Game one.
That's the work of the devil. That's the work of the devil, the devil, the devil. Nothing but the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. Tell them what my mama said.
Come on, man.
I got holy water. I got some aqua water in my pocket right now. I'm sprinkling it all around me right now.
So wait.
I don't want to hear that food.
I got a question.
Yes.
I got a question for you. Okay, so you saying Howell is not the man for y'all team? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying he's the man. He's not the man. I like Sam Howell. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying right now, what he's doing in training camp, he throwing some interceptions against a pretty damn good defense, and that ain't good coming out the gate. That ain't good for the fans to see for a product that the team trying to sell. Oh, this could be the future, but the future out there over there is throwing away the past. I'm just trying to say.
Hold on, Red. Okay, I've seen the interceptions that you're talking about, but I've also seen precise deep balls. I've also seen him throw touchdowns. Report on all of that. Come here talking about this man's mishaps. You talk about the devil. Don't just come here talking about his failures in training camp. Tell the whole complete story. Give us a visual, bruh.
You know what it made me think about when you say that, Kev?
What?
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. But no. But a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got back up. Man, but see, that's the question. He's falling down right now, Kev. But now let's see how we going to get back up. But see, I don't want to leave, but I think I got to go right now. Lady T, march with me. DMV Cal, I know you saying, oh, what the hell did this rabbit came in here and started? Y'all know what it
no,
is.
I'm walking with.
As DC Hype Man, say it with me. No, I'm getting the hell out of here right now. I just got the kitchen going.
Okay.
Ready. Peas in the pot. Peas in the cold.
You
peas in the pack. That nine day dough.
You
bad. Up like a high, so like a cold. Peas in the pack. That 9 day old. Bama's.
Boy. Red. You Bama.
Kirby said, hey, he appreciate all he learned from him and his show.
I haven't learned a thing from him. I haven't learned a thing from him, seriously. You got to understand. There's a reason why Rev T is on the sideline outside of the practice field. There's a reason why Rev T got a big picture up at FedEx Field and they not letting that Bama in the door. And reports like that is the reason why. Okay, y'all, MLB. I want to know if you guys have seen the new rules and what do you guys think about the new rules so far? Have they affected the game, or have they been nothing to the game? And I'm going to read the rules off real quick, okay? There's a 30-second timer between batters. A 15-second timer will be placed with empty bases. And all this is to the pitcher. And a 20-second timer with runners on base. And the one that I'm really not cool with, pitchers are allowed 2 throws per plate appearance at first base. So if a hitter hits the ball and he's at first, a pitcher is only allowed 2 throws over to him trying to get him out. Therese, are you okay with this, or what do you think?
That's the one I hate the most. Like, that is the one that I hate the most because that's the strategy of it, of the whole game. Like, you're trying to keep him from getting to second base. And if I could throw him out on first base, I mean, that helps me out. That keeps the my pitch count low. It keeps me on the mound longer. So that's the one that I hate the most. That's the one that I hate the most. Like, I can't say it. I can't even express it enough. Like, they need to get rid of that one. That's the one they need to get rid of altogether. They need to get rid of that one. All the rest of them, I can kind of go along with the 30 seconds, the 30 second timer. I can go along with that one. The 15 second empty base. I can get along with, but that throw to the first base, like, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
That put a crawl in my backside.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like
that. Let's go to the phones, man. See, Red Peter's already, you know, he just stirred it up, man. He just stirred it up.
Exactly.
He starts a show off like this because it's like I'm so animated and just ready to go that, you know, hey, we got a format that we must follow, bruh. Anyway, come on in here, 57. What say you about these MLB rules, man?
What's up, Hop?
Hey, how y'all doing today? Ain't too much more I can say. I mean, I done beat them up all through the year about these rule changes. I don't like any of them. So, you know, I think, you know, you tinker with baseball trying to, you know, make everything so fast so you can grab that buck, you know, and they done made so many changes. I mean, they done made so many changes in baseball, and I'm just saying the ones they just made that you brought up, Kev, I don't like. But they've tinkered with baseball so much, they done made changes that we done forgot all about now. You know, it's just part of the game, you know. So I guess they figure eventually, 2 years from now, 5 years now, we forget all about that. We used to have umpires in the game, you know, actual living people who used to call strikes and balls instead of some machine back then.
Oh, that's when I'll be all the way out, 57. That's when I'm gonna be out.
Yeah. We might as well just put, you know, like the little kids do, and put the tee down there, and let's just play t-ball. You know, forget the pitcher. You know, all of that.
Oh, my goodness. Not T-ball. let's go to our man, Lou, in Jersey. What's up, Lou? I ain't heard from you for a minute.
Hey,
what's happening?
Yeah. How you been? Unmute yourself,
you know,
Lou.
I don't know what everybody's so sure about with these new rules. I happen to like them. I think it makes the game more enjoyable. You can say what you want, but I happen to like it. You know, it doesn't drag on because nobody wants to sit through a 4-hour game like a night game that's 4 hours. You get exhausted from that. So I'm pleased with these new rules. I mean, I like some of the calls that are balls or strikes, but, you know, other than that, I mean, fine. I mean, this should have been done years ago. But did anybody listen? I mean, because I thought, you know, a lot of people thought, no, it's a stupid idea. And I think people, you know, And it's, I mean, because it's not a new issue. I mean, they've been talking about that for years with a pitch clock and whatnot. And the Miami Leagues, they use that system with the runner on second. And I think it was about time that Major League Baseball did adapt these new rules. Because, you know, when you're watching those 4 or 5 hour games and it gets like 1 o'clock in the morning, you can't even stay awake for it. At least now, I'm able to. Now, as for the so-called fight that happened last Saturday, I got two words to say about it.
I'm gonna get all your fight thoughts now. You sounded like Rev T, but I'm gonna leave you alone. We just gonna take a minute and get everybody's baseball opinion. Right now, we're gonna go to Brother Ted. What's happening, Ted?
Hey, Ted. Glad you're feeling better.
Ted just went off. All right, so let's go to Brother Tang.
Tang.
What is
good, bro? Family, much love, respect. What's up, big bro?
Oh,
Lady T, 57, and Lou.
Hey.
How everybody doing today? Hey, look, right? I feel like 57. I'm not even going to lie. They might as well put the T-ball out there for him. Because changing the rules, up, and Lou, I know you said you can't stay up for it, but that was the fun part of it. Just in case if you did fall asleep, when you wake up, you probably had 3 more innings left. Or maybe 4. It's how fast you go, man. You know what I'm saying? Get a quick nothing. Now, I'm going to have to make sure I stay up because the game's going to be off if I do fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got used to that, man. I'm not with none of them changes, especially that last one that everybody talking about. 2 times to throw the ball to first base. Like Lady G said,
that's
a strategy right there to try to make the pitcher stay on point. Like now he just
exactly.
I don't like that. That ain't cool at all, man. That ain't cool. I'm always watching baseball because I love it now, but I'm not with all the new changes. But I know we don't have no choice because none of us like changes. But it is what it is.
Yeah, and that new rule completely takes the suspense from the person, the batter who's made it to first base. Because if I know all he got is 2 times, after that second time, I'm getting a major lead
off
of that base.
Exactly.
I'm going to get a big lead off of that base. I'm going to make him go over there too.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. If you watch the game, he throw it over there twice, and then next time homeboy go on the second.
And I believe they're going to change that up next year. They're going to realize that that wasn't a good rule. Because just like what y'all just explained, I'm not about to say the same thing over again, but I just hope they see it and say, this is not good right here. Because that's just not good at all. Because that means if you only can throw it to first base 2 times, that means you only can throw it to the second base 2 times. All the bases, right? If they try to steal them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally don't try to pick somebody off of second and third like you try to pick somebody off on first.
I know they don't, but I have seen it. You know what I'm saying?
I said it didn't happen though, Tang.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. But that's all I'm saying though. You know, you might have to sometimes. You know, you got that picture that's got that peripheral vision looking real good, man. You can see some things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, game tied up. You got one on second, one on first, and you got the time run on second base. You trying to keep him right there. I'm going to throw it to that base
now,
as many times as I can.
Exactly.
Now, let me say this, piggyback on what Sis just said. I can understand why they wanted to make that change because sometimes it did get frustrating during the game. Some pitcher knew they didn't have their stuff, so they try to get their stuff back by throwing over the first base because they can't find the pitch that they need to throw to this guy, so they're trying to slow him up. It's all a psychological game, and everybody plays
that's
it, and they know.
That's what I was getting ready to say, 57. That was the chess part of it right there. Even, you know what I'm saying? That was the chess part of it. That's what made it what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on in here, 007. What's happening?
Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy,
I'm sitting here pacing.
You better not say nothing about the Yankees either. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I'm going to find you today.
I can say whatever I want.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Yankees,
go ahead.
I'm just playing. No, but they do need. See, I wasn't even gonna get on the Yankees, but on some real stuff, they need to get themselves together for real, bro. This don't make no sense. This is embarrassing to MLB right now. I'm gonna get off that right now. But far as the rule change go, I like to
make me sick,
I like to,
man.
I know. Get you some Robitussin. Hey, look. The rule change in the MLB, I like it because it's shorter. Like I explained to y'all, when I saw that Cardinals and Nationals game, when they went 6 hours 38 minutes and it was pouring rain at National Park, and you should have seen these ladies' faces who got their hair done, their hair all dressed up and stuff like that, mad as a and your team loses. And your team loses in 6 hours and 38 minutes, and you ain't home. You know,
yeah.
I'm glad the rule changed.
But
That's rare.
So
and
rare.
Number,
yes.
Yeah.
And number two, I experienced a net game in the rain. It was a beautiful thing to me, man. Look around that stadium and it was beautiful.
It's not the weather climate. It's the time.
Right.
Like, 6 hours to 7 hours in the game. That's too much.
Jeff,
I can understand.
Hey, 007. That joke went from a baseball game to a wet T-shirt contest. I was cool with that.
That's fast.
I was cool with it. Yes.
Hey,
yes. Big
bro, you're crazy, man.
Hey, listen, and I know Tang might remember too. 3 years ago, they played for like 12 innings. It was 2 o'clock. The game was still going on. They called the game. It was still tied up. They went home and came back the next day and finished the game off. This had to be about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, Lou, I know Lou, you remember, don't you?
Yeah, but I think they stopped doing that like about in the year 2000 or something because, you know, they didn't do that anymore. I know back, except maybe Oakland, because they didn't go night games. But for the most part, most games went on because they stopped doing curfews.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stopped doing it. I don't even know why.
Something like 19 innings.
But 19 innings.
That's
a lot.
I didn't stay awake to that. Well, hey,
19
minutes. That's why the stadium was built right next to the subway. Leave the train open a little bit and keep playing ball, man. Keep playing. It's a privilege to be a part of those games. Seriously. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can't you imagine if the Washington Nationals was playing at on FedEx Field with all them hours?
I don't want anyone playing at FedEx Field. No team from Washington. Okay? So I'm not going to talk about that. And we're going to take a quick one, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 5-6-3.
I almost swallowed my Mountain Dew.
You know, 3-7-8-2. We'll be right back. FedEx Field, boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. This 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They want to get some. But I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory. They can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me.
Yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog, dope a dog, competition.
That boy, that dog right there. Ain't no Stephen. Y'all, first of all, Lady T, did anyone win with their prediction? Did anyone win with their prediction of what round this fight was going to be over? Because I don't remember anybody saying eighth round. I don't remember anybody saying eighth round.
I was going to say,
I thought it was the ninth round.
The fight ended in the ninth round, though. The fight ended in the ninth round.
Oh, the ninth
round. Oh, there he is, Marcus, the expert.
What's up, bro?
Not much, baby boy.
You
won't have nothing to say. Treats, did anyone have a ninth round? A ninth round. Ninth round.
The only person that got close to the ninth round was Pop. He said the seventh round. You said the sixth round. Said the fifth round. 007, 57, and Ray said it was going to go the distance. Oh, and Tony said it was going to go the distance. Marcy said a draw. My Betty said a draw. And everybody else picked Spence.
Okay. Okay.
So nobody got close.
All right. Well, let me ask my question to you guys. Where does boxing go from here? I don't want to see a Spence Crawford rematch. I don't. That trilogy mess is out the window.
That's
where
right.
exactly does boxing go from here?
Well, it's going to be another fight. It's going to be another fight only because it was in the contract. Now, if Spence would have won, it wouldn't have been a mandatory like fight, a rematch. But he lost, so that meant that he got to do a rematch. And I think the rematch is in December, might be December or January. I'm not sure, but I think it was December. So that's the contract was going up.
I saw something about that. I don't think medically they're gonna allow that to happen. They're gonna find a reason to get him out of that.
Okay.
Well, eight reasons. Nine reasons. Nine rounds of nothing from this dude.
Nine.
Hey, this guy should be sitting at the disability office right now, signing up to get his check. This guy is done, man. I ain't seen nobody get beat up like that in a long time.
Well, I'll say we saw
that
because that first
my Betty said
they were both filling each other out in that first round. It wasn't until the second to the ninth Crawford just like like you say, beat the ham sandwich out of that dude. So
his counter punches is ridiculous.
Kirby said he
could
beat both of them with one hand tied behind his back. Ma said, I don't know why he wanted to look like that again.
Thank you, my bad. But the greed in boxing going to make it happen. They don't care about that guy's life. Boxing going to make it happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, 57, I'm with you. He need to stay at home, man. He needs some milk.
Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus. What were you about to say?
Man, that's crazy.
Hold on, 007. Marcus, yes, come on with your comment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your question about where boxing goes from here, bro, like, to be honest, man, watching something like that makes you question, like I said before, how this man got three big boy belts. He got three big boy belts, not the baby belt that Crawford had. And that also brings about the question, with somebody with that kind of ability, which we talked about before, Why were you hiding under that baby belt for so long? You understand? And people keep saying that people was ducking him. The only people that they was quote-unquote ducking him was Spence. But wasn't nobody ducking Bud? You understand? And that's when you look at this and you look at the fact that Spence held three belts, big boy mm-hmm. belts. He had all the big boy titles. You know what I'm saying? And you look at his ability, and nobody can tell me it was because he acquired them before his accident. His accident did have a little bit to play in this fight, but not when you start talking about the ability. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
he was,
that's
before the fight, but Marcus, before the fight, you got to admit, yeah. before the fight, he looked way better than yeah. he did. You know, after the fight, after he got into that accident, like he looked way slower. He looked lethargic. Like he looked like he was high.
Listen,
coming into the show, and like then you post after the fact, you post all the little gummies that what's his, Mike Tyson and gave you all the ear bites and all this. You sitting up there posting that. Like, sit down, sir.
Yeah.
Please. Go in the corner, sit down, sir. Nobody want to see that. You already looked like you was tired when you came into the fight.
Did you guys hear Roy Jones' post fight comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
He said something that I didn't think of. The way that Spence's face bled and puffed up, that's plastic surgery. That was plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And, Okay.
Wait a minute.
007. Yeah, 007. Turn your phone down a little bit, man.
He got excited, man.
He got excited like hell.
Yeah, turn your phone down some,
007. And we've never seen a fight where Spence puffed up and swelled up
yeah.
like that. I know I've never seen it, so I attribute that to that plastic surgery, man, after that accident. Seriously.
He definitely had to have plastic surgery.
He was looking terrible, man.
Yeah.
But let me say this, if y'all don't mind.
And he's one of my favorite fighters, too. That's why I picked him. Like, I love like Earl Spence. Like he's one of my, I love him, and I don't even know him, but I love him as a fighter and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just really hoping that he could just win a couple more rounds than Bud, so they can say split decision and he won the fight. But clearly, he didn't win the fight. Clearly,
you know, with the operations that he's had, his the eye, then you know the accident that he's had. Then he had that third accident that I didn't know anything about until after the fight. But anyway,
yeah.
the medicine that you have to take from these surgeries, especially
mm-hmm.
the things like the steroids and all that stuff that you have to take, when you get hit by just a small thing, it's easy to bleed. You're in the ring with a guy that's pounding you in the face. I mean, when he came out of that ring, he could barely speak. This guy beat him. This guy beat him bad. Did any of us expect that? I didn't. You know,
not like,
but he beat this guy bad.
I'm thinking that the doctor probably told him not to fight.
And for real, Bud, when we was watching it, we could see it. Bud was letting up off of him. He could have really put him out by the seventh round.
Right, he could have ended it.
He could have ended it, man. He was holding back, man.
Nah. It looked like he took it personal.
Yeah, he did.
That's what it looked like. It looked like he whooped him and said, "Boy, you don't get to go down right now. I'm about to whoop you some more. And I'm going to whoop you some more." He said, No. Don't fall out. Don't fall out because I got some more butt whooping to give you. That's the way it looked like to me.
I don't think
you know what I mean?
So. I think he had respect for him.
Hey, bro.
But in his corner was saying,
like
come on, just hit him.
Just
put him out.
That's what it looked like to me.
if you got
go ahead, y'all.
If you got respect for me, if you got respect for me as a fighter in the fight game, bro, and you see I'm hurting, he literally could have ended it with a body shot, bro. He could have ended it, made him quit with a body shot. He could have stopped.
Yeah.
He could have dropped him in the fifth round, bro. He put a wallop.
What I'm gonna do is go back to through
his
with
him. Did
Larry Holmes could have stopped Muhammad Ali. Larry Holmes could have stopped Muhammad Ali, but he didn't. Mike Tyson could have stopped Larry Holmes, but he didn't, because they were past champions. They had respect for these guys. But you watched anybody watch those fights at any moment. They could have hit him with any punch and took either one of them out. I mean,
yeah.
Crawford said it for himself after the
fight.
He said, I respect the guy. He's a great fighter. He's a great fighter, and he respected him. He appreciated the fact that he gave him a fight. Not saying you wrong. I'm just saying I disagree. That's all.
Yeah.
But he got knocked out in the second round, though.
And I've seen those fights. You know what I mean? I've seen those fights, bro. This looked very personal to me. I thought because they knew each other, right, it was going to be exactly what you said. But this looked like, if you go back and watch that fight just a little bit, couple of rounds, if you wanted to, there was a time where it looked like he was going to drop him. And he said, no, wait a minute. He let him recover and tore his tail up some more. That looked personal to me.
That's where I call it. I look at it a different way. That's where I call it respect, because he didn't bang him all the way out and make him look stupid in the ring.
Yeah.
Because like you say, if you taking it personal, man, you're gonna be knocking his head off his shoulder. To me, it seemed like he's
trying to destroy him.
Because he didn't want to destroy him. That's how I looked at it. I felt like he didn't want to destroy him. And, you know, he let the ref stop it. Because there was times when he was boom, 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 and then he'd just fall back and be like, hey, two more, three more hits, he gone. But he just – but you saying it that way, I just think it was the other way. That's how I feel about it.
Right.
But I feel like if you ain't going to respect him, you're going to destroy him. You're going to make him look dumb in the ring. He didn't want to make him look dumb in the ring. He just put his boxes together until the ref said, you know,
but
that's
he looked
it.
Dumb
he
in the ring.
He was looking real dumb in that last round. They stopped it because he was all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
He was the whole fight.
Hey, listen, y'all. Listen, on real though. For real, he got out-coached, first of all. Spence didn't have no defense at all. He thought he was just going to go in there and try to rough him, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like Bozak said, they didn't have no plan. They thought he was just going to walk through, coming with attitude, talk a lot of trash, so he was going to take his heart, and it didn't happen. And then what happened was the boxer beat the brawler. You know what I mean?
I think that's the other way around. I think Spence is the boxer and Crawford is the baller. Just because Crawford has so many styles.
Nah, see, Crawford had defense.
Hold on.
Had his hands up. Crawford had his hands up nice
Crawford,
and high. Spence didn't have no defense.
Crawford, okay? He has various styles. He's a brawler. I think that when you look at it, I don't see Spence as a brawler. He's a more boxer. When we see Spence do his thing in the past, he outboxed those dudes. He didn't brawl with nobody. But we've seen
He was breaking them. But see the difference in facial. Because Crawford had defense. That's why his face didn't look all beat up, banged up. It looked like he didn't really do much. But he banged up Spence because Spence tried to brawl him when Crawford just used his skills to use defense. Like he looked like Mayweather.
Crawford can fight that fight. Either way you want it. He can box. He can brawl.
Yeah.
He can give it to you either way you want it.
Oh yeah,
either
not,
way you want
not,
it,
you. What you say?
And that's all I'm saying.
You say he had good defense, like Mayweather. He had his hands up, crossed Spencer, and he didn't put his hands behind him. He had no defense.
And you know what? You know what, G? You said that Saturday night, and I contemplated on that.
Yeah.
Mayweather has good running skills. Mayweather had good feet, bruh. He know how to avoid.
Right.
Yes, he did block. He did block certain onslaughts coming at him from different fighters. But Mayweather knew how to get away from you and do his work and then move back up off of you. Mayweather was come on, bruh.
He knew how to run.
Come on. Yes.
He knew how to run.
He knew how to run. Pops, what's up, Ray? What's up, Pops?
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Pretty good, Pop.
I'm familiar to the conversation. It's kind of what I said last week, if you guys remember. I call Crawford more of a technician, and that's basically what he did. It's almost like in every sport. We all sports fans. We know that watching film is big, all right? So when you watch film and you pick apart your opponent's strengths and weaknesses, I think that's kind of what Crawford did over some time. They sit down and watch film on Spence. Spence does pretty much the same thing in every fight. Regardless of whether you think he's a brawler or he's a boxer or whatever, he pretty much got the same style. Whereas Crawford went in, watched that film, adjusted his style. I know how I'm going to do this. And if you watch the first round is always a filling out round. So he filled him out, see if he's going to do anything different than what he, you know, whatever he watched on film or whatever he trained for. He's like, no, it's the same thing he's been doing. So now in the second round, you see, that's when he kind of changed gears on him and just took over the fight. He's doing whatever I expected him to do, so therefore I'm going to go ahead and do what I trained for, and I'm going to go ahead and get him out of there. And I said the seventh round.
And he listened to his people. He was listening.
Exactly.
Like, he paid attention.
Exactly.
Vince wasn't doing that. And then they wasn't giving him they wasn't doing that. They wasn't telling him what to do and what not to do.
Right.
They wasn't saying, don't let him hit you in the face. Like, move around. They wasn't saying nothing. Like, the Vince people in his corner, they just was fixing him up, putting stuff on his face, make sure he's breathing. They weren't saying nothing to him. They like, what are you doing? Y'all ain't doing nothing. That's why he loses.
Right. I think they were shocked.
Y'all ain't telling him what he needs to do.
And that hand speed, was telling as well.
Bobek was right, though. He said they had no plan.
The whole thing.
They had no plan for Crawford.
But what she said was right. If you watch Crawford, he was on every word his corner was saying. He was looking them dead in the eye, listening to everything they were saying.
Yes, he was.
He's too slow for you. You go in this way. You go in that way. Do this. Do that. They was on it. You look at Smith's team.
Yep.
They weren't saying nothing. It was like crickets over there. It was crickets. Nobody was saying nothing.
How about his trainer? How about his trainer wasn't even in the ring? He was talking to him.
Yeah,
this is
the last few weeks. He didn't jump back in.
He wasn't even in the ring. It's like after that second round, when let's be honest, when Crawford realized this dude can't hurt me, and started showboat and you know, I think what Crawford was doing was showing Spence, because we all know the contract was if Spence loses, it's another fight. I think Crawford beat the heck out of him to show him, bro, you don't want to come back in this ring with me. You don't
want
to.
We don't
want
to see this fan.
Well, he don't have to do it. He's going to have to
do
it.
We
probably land in bed.
That fight's not going to sell. Fight's not going to sell.
Yeah.
Nope.
He probably laying in bed going,
why did I
sign that contract clause?
It's going to sell.
I can't fight this guy again.
It's
not
going to be sold out.
This time. But
it's going to sell. And people still going to order it. People still going to order it because everybody wants to know what's going on. People going to still engage in it. People going to still
engage in it
because that's just who we are. We are a curious people. That's who we are.
I'm going to just wait to Kale's Corner and find out what happened on the next fight. I'm not going to watch.
Well, I'm not going to
watch it. I knew he had him.
I'm going to be tuned in.
I knew he had him. when he brought 50 Cent, I mean, when he brought Eminem out, I said, oh, Crawford got it.
Earl came out there with a rapper. We couldn't even understand what he was saying. You know what I mean?
About to say, man, the beat sound good, but what you saying?
He could be wrong.
And your shirt wide open, your stomach just shaking around. Nobody could know what you're saying. I'm just like, Lord have mercy. Like, that is so unattractive, sir. Put that away. Nobody's looking.
Well, okay. from a male, from the male perspective, the male
well,
point of
a
view.
Lot of males been watching too.
I hope they weren't talking about my stomach, but I wanted to be able to understand what the heck he was saying. I can't recall one word.
That's what he was saying.
Exactly, I couldn't recall one word. Let's see, 9912. That's you, Cap. 9912.
Yes, sir.
Right,
what you doing?
Oh,
what's
Cap.
Up, Cap?
What's up,
Cap? What's up?
What's up, what up, y'all? What up, family? What up,
hey,
did
hey.
You get a chance?
Cap, you just messing
did
with
you?
Us now.
No, that's
did
the same one.
The
57? Oh, okay.
Did you check the fight out, yeah. Cap? You saw the fight?
I'm not
you
really
saw the fight?
A fight guy, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really
okay.
A fight guy. That's
okay.
Why I was just sitting
okay.
Back listening. I ain't,
well, you ain't
missed
nothing.
Gonna waste no
you ain't missed nothing. You ain't miss a thing.
Hey, all I'm
I
saying,
heard. Yeah, I heard about it.
Hey, listen, I'm like you, Pop. I'm gonna wait for Kale's corner to get the outcome of the second one because I don't want to see that man get destroyed. I mean, it got to the point where I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, look out, he about to throw that left. Boom, he threw it. Watch out, man, he ready to come with the right. Boom. The right.
Yeah,
you know, everything. And yes,
what
three,
caught
and
me
that's
take
one thing
Kale?
I, say what?
What
say
you
what?
Mentioning that, what caught me was how many times he got caught with that uppercut in the, either in the stomach or on the chin on the way in when he was trying
mm-hmm.
to muscle Crawford. And he just kept doing the same thing over and over. And that's when I said, man, this guy ain't got it, you know. And I was still skeptical because, you know, I'm leaning, when it comes to boxing, I'm leaning on every word Marcus is telling me. But
right.
I'm like, this guy get ready to get his butt whipped.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling
yes,
you, from watching the Showtime special before the fight, I said, Crawford seems to be more engaged with his trainer, with the task at hand. Spence was cracking jokes. You don't eat hot sauce. You ain't frying no fish. You don't eat hot sauce. Well, listen, that Bama had a fresh bottle of Texas Pete waiting for him after that fight because he fried you, bro. He fried you. Head to toe. You don't want no more. Stay out of that ring. And this is one time, truly, y'all, I hope boxing protects the fight. Serious. Because Earl Spence, and even to this day, he's still saying he wants more. He's coming back. And I'm like, bruh, no, you don't. You don't want no more. Leave that thing alone, bruh. Leave it alone. You made good money
everybody
off of this fight. Mm-hmm. Of them two? Nah, Therese. Everybody don't want
yeah.
more of them two.
They don't know.
Yeah. You watch like she said.
Enemy. They're their own worst enemy. They are their own
yep.
worst enemy. They do not know when to stop. That's all of them. Even to the great. Look at Roy Jones. He couldn't stop. He kept getting knocked down. He just kept on coming back. Never came on coming back. Knock
yep.
me down again. Knock me down again. Knock
but
me down. They don't care. You have to stop them. You have to stop them. A doctor has to say, listen, it's over for you, shorty. It's over. Stop doing it. You're going to get your eye knocked out. You're going to get your head. One more hit, you're going to be dead. Something. Because they don't stop. They do not stop.
Even with
the doctors get paid,
Roy Jones,
get paid the same way they do.
And
the doctors get paid the same way they do.
Jones,
it's about the,
We saw Roy getting knocked down. Yes, you are 100% correct. But Roy was never beat to a pulp. Spence was beat to a pulp Saturday night. We've never seen Roy beat like that. We could see, because we all knew the old Roy, that, okay, this zone is done for you, man. You know, you need to go do something else. Yeah, but with
but
Spence,
he kept coming
but
back.
even with that, we didn't see Roy beat to a pulp. Tarver,
it's not a matter of being beat to a pulp, no, Kale.
Yeah,
it's not a matter of being beat to a pulp. You got beat.
In this situation, it does matter, only because, let me say this, only in
go
this
ahead.
Situation, it does matter. Spence looked it as if he needed serious medical attention directly after that fight. I can't recall Roy looking as if he needed medical attention after his fight. So because he just got knocked down, hold on, I'm not finished. Because he just was knocked down, he felt like, okay, well, if I don't do this, I won't get knocked down. Spence has nowhere to think. He has no, well, I did this, so that happened. I did that, so
no,
that happened. He can't think that. He has no out game. Bruh, hang it up, man. Or at least
listen,
wait
man.
Until your
this
body completely heals.
Hold on, 57, let me finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I said, hang it up. Or at least wait until your body completely heals. Is that fair?
So what I was saying was, this is the first time in his career that he's been beat to a pulp. So you say beat to a pulp like that.
Right.
It is going to take more than one time getting beat to a pulp to say stop. Hang it up. You've done enough. Like, where we go from here? Like, he's not going to stop. Like, this is just one time getting beat up. Roy Jones kept getting beat down. Like, he didn't get beat to a pulp, but he kept getting beat down, knocked down, knocked down, knocked down, knocked down. Every fight after he got knocked down that first time, he's never won a fight without getting, he never lost a fight without getting knocked down. Like, you got knocked down, knocked out, knocked down, knocked out, knocked down, knocked out. Like, he should have been stopped. That's what we're saying. Like, they are their own worst enemies. They are. All of them.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray, all of them. Mike, all of them. At some point,
well,
you will meet your maker.
The only thing I want to say is, it's not just them. You know, like Sis just said, Roy Jones, there were a couple of times Roy Jones got his medical attention in the ring because he didn't get up for a couple of minutes, you know, so
yeah,
he did get brutalized a few times, you
he
know.
But, and listen,
but let me say this. Let me finish. Let me say this. Our lust for brutality and the way we like to see boxers is going to make it so that they're going to give us another fight because of the money. We complain about what they do. But as a society, as long as it's not us out there getting the shit bit, I mean, getting the crap beat out of us, we don't care. We want to see it.
Yeah.
We want to see it. So all they're going to have to do is put the name out there and say it's going to happen and then wait on the ticket sales. You know?
That's
if we don't like it, we ain't going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or support it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to need you guys to stop with the selective hearing, because I said when Roy Jones fought, y'all done made me forget to do Tarver. When he fought Tarver, yes, Tarver beat the heck out of Roy. And I recall Roy being knocked out to the point where the doctors had to come in the ring. Yes, I saw
that. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah,
out of my selective hearing, didn't hear you say that.
Okay.
My bad, because I swear I didn't hear
that. Hear me say
my bad.
Oh, that might have been a point where somebody was talking as I was talking. You know, my mic ain't loud. My mic don't sound nice. Check one. Seriously, it's like I saw Tarver beat the heck out of Roy. I did see that. And like
right.
you said, Therese, after Tarver, everybody else followed that fight plan and punished Roy. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
it did get to a point where you were saying, you know, come on, man. But it still didn't equal to what Spence got Saturday night. I was worried about that. I was like, man, did y'all see the post that I put up at Kale's Corner? He looked like Martin when Martin was fighting Spence.
Tommy Hearns.
The boy head was going, yes, Hearns, yes. I thought the boy head was going to pop. You know what I mean? It looked like his skin was too tight and swelled up and blood was leaking from everywhere. I'm like, bro, don't do it, please. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Because the way that this man was tactically hitting you with everything he wanted to hit you with, like Pop said, the uppercut, the jabs, coming in flurries, and it was nothing that Spence could do. That's all I'm saying. Bruh, don't do it again, please. And you know what, Therese? I'm with you
mm-hmm.
as far as they're going to remix. They're going to do it again. Because like 57 said, people love to
money.
See other people getting beat. And it's going
it's
to
about
be
the money.
A rack of money. And the fact mm-hmm. that people will say, I've known Spence to be a great boxer. Was that just not his night? Well, maybe the next time it will be his night. You know what I mean?
Right.
People think like
that. I can't see it.
But
I can't
just,
see it.
Yeah, I hope
I'm
not.
Here for
it. I hope not. You petty. Because you petty, yeah. Because you had real petty. You come on, see here for it. All right. Hey, real quick, y'all. We're not going to go deep into this. But I just gotta talk about this. The NBA has, along with ABC, has let go of Mark Jackson. And it said, it was a statement by Mark Jackson that said he was shocked and dismayed as things came to this level, him being laid off by ESPN. What do you guys think is next for Jackson? What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to go ahead and follow his wife with the church now, or do you think we'll see him in coaching again?
College. To coach college.
I was going to say, oh, somebody took it right out of my mouth. College. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to college.
That's a move I didn't even think about. Good, great call, Great call. Because we know any college will welcome him with open arms.
I'm
going to miss his little comments, hand down, man down, all that little stuff like that, mama. That man. You know, I was going to cut them to that. I was loving that. You know, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So how you take Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy? I mean, Jeff Van Gundy, he can go. I ain't worried about him. But if you take Mark Jackson and replace him with Doris Burke, wait, what?
Hmm?
Doris Burke.
Doris
Somebody
Burke.
Never played the game. Yes.
Oh.
And Jeff Van Gundy is being replaced by Doc Rivers. So it's going to be Doc Rivers and Doris Burke doing a play-by-play.
Well, I will say this.
They don't know what they're doing. That's crazy. That's stupid.
Doris Burke calls games during the playoffs, and she's pretty good at what she does. I'm not going to discredit her. At least she's not Julie Donaldson, who only
She ain't better than Mark.
No. And Van Gundy was good too. He Grant,
yeah,
Van Gundy was the comical relief of that team.
Yeah.
He's the guy that provided all the comedy. So I'm looking at ESPN, y'all. Seriously, man, this movement that they are portraying to us, it's really getting asinine. You know, you shared the financial responsibility with ABC when it came to Van Gundy and Jackson. But you keep Malika Andrews around. You keep her around, who basically came out her mouth, and I'm going to keep it 100, y'all. Tails forward, keeping it real is our only real. She does not care a lick about the black man.
Nope.
That's why she's running.
Because her father is white. She's not. See, people think she is people think she's a black female. She is not.
Mm-hmm.
She is a white female because her dad. I think her dad is black. I mean, is white. So what do you have?
Tragic mulatto.
Yeah. So you are your father's child. That's what you are. You come from your father's seed. So she's a white girl.
I go back to the Udoka situation and how she just like jumped on Kendrick Perkins, and we're talking about a person who is a part of the Celtic organization, and she's trying to tell him he don't know, girl, bye. He don't know.
Exactly.
He don't know about what's happening with that Celtic organization than you'll ever know. He knows what's going on. He knows the ins and outs. And he was not wrong for stating, for the record, that the female counterpart in that said, unsaid relationship, her name should have been released as well. Was she a minor? Because the only time that the media does not release a name is if you are a minor. So
she is black. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. She is, and you're right, Kale. Only if they're a minor. You're right. But her mom is white and her dad is black, so she is a black girl.
Can I say something?
She hate her father.
You don't laugh.
Go ahead.
She definitely hates her dad.
You know? Go ahead, Fitzgerald.
If I was Mark Jackson, you know, I don't know why Stan Gundy and all of them, but I'm just speaking on Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson, you got something else that you can do that's going to be so much more rewarding. You know, go home with your wife and do your evangelism and do all of that, you know. Spread the word the way the NFL and the NBA, they don't want to hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that type of world or league anymore.
Amen.
He's not a gatekeeper. You know, he's not part of, and these words are coming from 57, not Kale's Corner. He's not a member of the Illuminati.
But we agree.
He ain't signing the paperwork.
I love it.
He ain't doing none of that. He's not part of the gatekeepers, you know, so they don't want him.
Yes, sir.
There's a movement going on in this country now, and it's not just in sports. It's in living, period. It's getting to that point where you got to be able to show your loyalty to the evilness that's in the world.
That's a fact.
Or you're not going to be able to participate. And that's where Mark Jackson is right now.
That's how he lost his job.
That's how
he lost his job, 57.
Yep.
That is why
they came to Mark Jackson.
He wanted people to pray and stuff like that. So, that is why he lost his job.
And they came to him with a proposition of saying, we want you to be on the B team instead of being on the A team. And Mark Jackson turned them down and said, well, you guys just fired me or whatever the case may be because I'm not on the B. You fired Van Gundy because they had the number one team as far as the announcement team.
Yeah.
It came
You
could still be on the announcement team, but you got to be the B team. We're going to elevate the lady that you mentioned earlier. I forget her name. Dawsberg and Doc Rivers. We're going to elevate them to number one, and we're going to put you on the number two. And Mark Jackson said, no, that's not for me. I'm out. And that's the way it happened.
Good for him.
Can you blame
him?
Can you blame him?
Good for him.
I can't blame him.
No.
Yes. I applaud that man for having principles and standing on those principles. And 57, something you just said reminded me of a YouTube interview that I was watching with Ice Cube. And he's saying the same thing. He's saying, I'm going to expose every gatekeeper that I know, and those people are coming against me. But might love my work so much that they can't just abolish me. They can't just get rid of me. And then he went to speak on all the different entities of music that he's produced, written for, and everything like that. So he's like, you know, listen, I did what I did being myself as Mark Jackson. I am who I am because of what I've done, because of who I am. And I'm not going to change
Will
that
not conform.
For y'all. Yeah,
will not
I'm
conform.
Not going, hey, what real – I don't mean to get –
Do you think he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame?
Who, Mark Jackson?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least on the announcer's tip. And to be honest, we know Mark Jackson was the one that put that Golden State Warrior, set them on the path to championship. They didn't want
Make
Mark
no
Jackson. It was another Marshawn Lynch situation. No.
Fact.
You don't want him to be the one to represent in our league.
The winning thing.
Yeah. Because we know that once he wins, he's going to get up there and give all type of
preach
praise
the gospel.
To God.
Thank the Lord.
Preaching the gospel.
Yep. Tony Dungy.
Yes.
Tony Dungy,
and
Tampa Bay.
Like, no. Yeah. So, hey, man. This thing has been going on for a while. But like 57 said, now it's more prevalent than ever. And like we were saying in the beginning of the show, you know, they're taking prayer out of the school. Out of the school. And what has been replaced? Mass shootings in the schools.
Guns.
People talking about that they don't feel this way or that way. Little boys going in, little girls. Man, don't get me started, man.
All that. When you have a politician that looks at you on the camera and says, slaves had an advantage because they got to learn skills as being slaves. And says it on the camera, he's running for a position, and after he walks away from the podium, the people stand up and give him a standing ovation that lets you know that it's all out now. It's out there. You know, they don't care no more. It's on the table. You take it. If you don't like it, don't take it. But it's out there now, and that's in everything.
They asked the politician, what did he think about critical race theory? He said, we don't need them in school. We don't need to teach that in school. He said, what is critical race theory? He said, I don't know. Like, you know, you going to say we don't need them in school, but you don't even know what it is. Like, sir, have a seat, sir. Mm-hmm. Several seats, please.
Yep.
Thank you.
Fact. You know what they are teaching in school?
Two daddies, two mamas, and then that's letting the drag queen come in here and read to the little
kids. Story time.
That's why I'm homeschooling my grandkids.
Exactly
what's going on.
That's terrible.
Great conversation. I hope Mark Jackson lands somewhere where he's happy and can be himself.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm praying for that. I hope that man lands well and somewhere where he can do his thing. All right, y'all. 563-999-3 Okay, 3782. We'll be right back, y'all. NFL
get it, don't be timid when you in it, plot it. Love up on it, live alone, need it. I don't wanna feel baby spread like it's ready. Slow vine, it's spicy, baby, chop up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get it. Take your life, do it, sign it, baby, give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby, get the right stuff. You texting me, you know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't this fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding sky. Don't need no...
Excuse that word, y'all. I didn't know it was there. I really didn't know it was there. All right, y'all. NFL.
Hey.
NFL. Go ahead. Go ahead. I knew you had something to say. Come on.
Hey, Kale. You know, yeah. I got disconnected there for a second. I jumped up and looked out the window. I'm like, they coming in to get me.
I can't
say
it
too much. He done said too much. Let's come on and get him. Yeah, I'm talking about. All right, y'all. We're going to do the top 10 kickers first, okay? The top 10 kickers going into this 2024 season. First is at number 10, Eddie Pinheiro from the Panthers, from the Carolina Panthers. Eddie Pinheiro. Number 9, Jason Myers from the Seahawks. Jason Myers with the Seahawks. Number 8, Graham Gano with the Giants. Graham Gano with the Giants. Number 7, Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott with the Eagles. Jake Elliott with the Eagles. Number 6, we have Chris Boswell with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris Boswell with the Steelers. Number 5, Younghoe Koo with the Falcons. Younghoe Koo with the Falcons. I like saying that name. It's funny, y'all. Number 4, Matt Gay with the Colts. Matt Gay with the Colts. Matt Gay.
Okay.
Is number 4. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Harrison Butker with the Chiefs. Number 3. Harrison Butker with the Chiefs. Okay. Number 2. Daniel Carlson with the Raiders. Daniel Carlson with the Raiders. And the number 1 kicker headed into the 2024 season.
No brainer.
None other.
No brainer.
Justin Tucker with the Ravens. And, you know, Cap, I thought you was going to let me say this before you start your, attaboys and all that. You know what I mean? When I got to, like, number 6 or number 7. And I said, Cap must have looked at this list already. Because his kicker, Justin Tucker, is the number 1 kicker in the NFL, y'all, going into this 23-24 season. Anybody have anything they want to say about that?
Hopefully we don't have to rely on them too much.
Hey, man, points is points.
So you are a Ravens fan this year, Cat?
Uh-oh.
For real?
You're going to run that in a hole, huh? You're going to run that in the hole.
Yeah, because I ain't got nothing else on you right now until y'all start playing and start losing. So I got to run it in the ground.
That's all good. I like it. No, what I'm saying, though, 5-7, 57, he bailed us out of so many games. What I'm saying is, with all these new weapons, hopefully he'll just be hitting the extra points. I don't want 3. I want 6.
Oh, yeah, he's a great kicker. He's a great kicker.
Yeah. Enough of that. Yeah. Enough of those 13-10 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got my jealousy so low because, guys, I don't know. Our season's been up and down, but we've been on losing streak, but they didn't kick enough, man. You know, this time when
you know, they should be kicking. We had a decent season last season. It wasn't too bad. We got a little bit better. But, yeah, we...
Well,
huh?
G, we loaned y'all, Grant. We loaned y'all Graham to know. You know what I mean? He's really a Redskin. He's really a Washington football team member in a giant uniform. Go ahead.
Well, let everybody be said to come to America. Hey, he whooped the Redskins ass.
Everybody throwing their little gauntlet down. I like it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. But no, seriously though, I don't have any problem with this list. I think they made this list by percentage. You know, Justin Tucker, I'm looking at his stats. Bama had 8 field goals of 61 yards or longer.
Man. Wow.
Jesus.
Hitting 86 percent.
To get ahead,
up his kick. Back to 11
spot. He got that. I ain't messing with Cap.
From inside of 54 yards, Tucker went 33 of 35. So, hey, that's some good kicking.
Hey, watch this, sis. He's the Mark Mosley of our time.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
Thank you for giving Mark Mosley that notoriety. Thank you, sir, because he was an amazing. What'd you say, Treece?
Amazing.
For my Washington. Yes. He's an amazing kicker for my Washington football team. And since 57 want to talk all this trash, y'all, we're going to look at his man's stats at number 6, okay? Cool. All right. Boswell has a career field goal percentage of 86.3. That's good, you know, which makes him the 11th most accurate kicker in NFL history. Boswell hit.
We're going to need all of that from him this year, too.
Yeah, he hit 71.4% of his field goals this year. So they don't have any long field attributed to him, but he was accurate with his kick. 71.4 is a good place to be, and making him being the 11th most accurate kicker in football history. That's a good stat. Yeah, 57. I can't claim.
I didn't hear you calling anybody from the 49ers.
That's fire. Hey, that's fire. Get down.
Pow.
Hey, look. Hey, Tree said,
Wow.
Tree said, I ain't called for you, so don't come for me.
Listen.
Yeah.
Okay, since he came for me, I'm going to have to go ahead and say, then my kicker, okay, 35 attempts, he's made 29 of them at a percentage of 82.9. Don't come for me, sir. That I don't know why he ain't make the list, okay? Don't do that.
All I'm going to say, Treece expected that. Treece is ready.
Okay?
So he expected you to talk about
that. Yeah, just that's written down from since yesterday.
No, sir. I just know how to get to him fast. That's all. I didn't even write it down. I just know how to get to it fast. Okay?
So she's quick with it. That's my co-host.
She was swift. Okay? My grandbaby told me how to text real fast.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. We're going to go into these punters. K. top 10 punter approaching 2024. Ryan Wright with the Vikings. Ryan Wright with the Vikings, number 10. Number 9, hey, my man Tress Way with the Washington football team. Tress Way. All right. Jack Fox, number 8, with the Detroit Lions. Number 7, Logan Cook with the Jaguars. Logan Cook with the Jaguars. Number 6, Brian Anger with the Cowboys. Brian Anger with the Cowboys. And Tang, caveat, quick sidebar. Man, that's the best name ever in football. Brian Anger. Yeah, I love that one. But I still can't stand your Cowboys. Number 5, A.J. Cole with the Raiders. Number 5, A.J. Cole with the Raiders. Number 4, Ryan Stonehouse with the Titans. Ryan Stonehouse with the Titans. Number 3, Johnny Hecker with the Panthers. So the Panthers got a punter and a kicker, in the top 10. Wow. Number 2, Tommy Townsend with the Chiefs. And the number 1, Michael Dixon with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
All right, well, you know what? I'm cool with this list. Let's read the stats of number 1. Has the lowest in the league of any teams that had to cover 25 or more returns. Dickerson finished with a net punting average of 44.4 yards last season, which ranked him 2nd in the NFL. Why is he number 1 on this list then?
Right.
He also had a huge game in Germany when he placed 4 punts inside of Tampa Bay 14. I remember that. Line during a 21-16 Week 10 loss. Okay. I guess, you know. The Chiefs punter was an all-pro last year. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm really not kickers and punters. I'm really not all, you know, goo gaga over them, because they to me represent the thieves of the NFL. Seriously, sometimes their kicks are most important and necessary, and then other times it's like, okay, what are you here for, bro? You missing a little 26-yard field goals, and then I love when the sports broadcasters say they're really in his head. What? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be allowing nobody room in your head, man. Supposed to be getting that thing done, you know? All right, y'all. A bonus. Quick bonus. All right? The NFL put out its top five out of nowhere players. Top 5 out of nowhere players, guys that they think are going to come out of nowhere this season. Okay? Number five on the list, DeMonte Kearse with the Steelers. Your safety, 57. Number 4.
That's right.
Sky Moore, the wide receiver with the Chiefs. N'Kobe Dean, linebackers with the Eagles. Jordan Mason, running back for the San Francisco 49ers.
Come on now.
And number 1 is Sam Howell, quarterback for the Washington football team. Yeah.
I agree 100%.
That ain't going to work.
I'm out. Now I hear all the Boston fans coming out the woodwork. I hear y'all. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know today when they showed Chase Young in practice, he had a tattoo on his back. What's wrong with that?
I don't know, man. I'm going to ask him when I go to dinner with him tonight.
That's right.
Bro, what made you put a tattoo on you? Is it a tramp stamp or is it around the shoulder?
It's a tramp stamp. Tramp stamp.
Hey, Kel.
Oh, my
hey, Kel.
Goodness. Yes, sir.
Did you hear the story when Chase came to our job and the girls put all the drinks on his tab and left?
Del Frisco,
Chapman had to calm him down.
Oh,
wow.
Back.
Oh, wow.
Of all his liquor. They drank up all his liquor and said, no, he's going to pay for it. And they walked off.
Wow.
Oh, I'd have been like, wow. Y'all should have asked me first. I ain't paying for nothing. I wasn't with them.
Hey.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
All
that's on y'all. Y'all going to let them. You should have came over here and asked me that. Don't be just putting nothing on my tag. No, sir.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is D.C. got some scandalous females. That's all I'm going to say about that.
They little bus going to hell.
Yeah. Wow. They stuck my man like
that. You better realize where he at.
Yeah. And he's from here. So he should know. Tim, don't pick no chicks up over Martin Luther King Avenue.
Oh, man, that Martin Luther King Avenue.
And ask him, y'all want to drink with me? Let's take another call, y'all. Oh, Lord. Is this Red T again or is this Nas this time, man?
I had to call back because before we end the Kale's Corner, I had to tell 57 to always take the people to heaven. I love you so much, brother, because you wasn't here when I called earlier. Hi, 57. Praise God. Eat some of that Praise God candy. But see, though, y'all was talking about punters in the NFL. One thing about punters is a lot of punters don't move too much. They like bowel movements. They just get all clogged up in your system. And they seem not to really go nowhere until all the poop hit the fan. See, I did the clean version. You know what I'm talking about?
See, when I
think of the words, we shall not be moved. I think about people like Roby. I think about Guy Hunter and Ray Guy and people like that that should not be matter, should not be moved, right?
Right.
But Sam Darnold, that Bama, he going to be moved from that first spot about upgrade. He going to do all right, but that Bama ain't going to have no coming out party. I don't hear no Diana Ross playing right now. I'm coming out. I want the world. No, I don't hear that. I don't hear that for some now. It ain't because I'm like, no. Hey, 57. Listen here, I'm baptizing people in the Anacostia on Friday night. We're going to do Friday night revivals at the Anacostia. They said people are coming in the water. So that means I can baptize in that water. Listen here, you got to wear all white so I can see you. So when your ass start drowning, we can pull you out real quick. Anyway, y'all know what it is. We shall not be moved, but my stomach bubbling right now. So I think something moving me to get the hell off this phone. I'll talk to y'all later. I am the People's Hype Man. Stay with me. But man, boy, I got something going on.
Hot sauce on your burrito.
Please, baby, march with me. Ow! Love somebody. Only on Kale's Corner, baby.
There's no way I let you dip me in any water.
No, we got to do a live show one day. We got to do a live show one day. All together do a show live one day. That's going to be hilarious.
No
always
doubt.
In one room.
No,
with
no
you.
Doubt.
Man.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. That Bama Red Key. That Bama said
yeah.
Bowel move.
He said, my stomach's bubbling. I got to go. Wait a minute.
Man, that's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Hey, all I'm gonna say is the same red T you get on the phone, that's who you get in person. So G, be careful what you ask for, cause that fool gonna do what that fool do all the time. Trust me. Trust
that's
me.
Right.
But hey, if he did anything
right.
else, he wouldn't be red T. But see,
right.
Red
that'd be right up my alley.
Rev ain't slick.
Early.
What? Yep.
Huh?
He sure enough was.
He was looking
for
you early.
You early.
He called your name
oh,
early.
Oh, my man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
Kirby
hey,
said
Rev
got diarrhea of the mouth. Kirby
oh,
can't talk.
Goodness. Oh, no. 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 We are not turning.
Okay, no, no,
no, no, no,
no,
no,
no.
You leave, I can't even get it out, Trace. I'm biting my tongue and everything. leave Kirby alone. You leave my man
yeah.
Kirby alone. Yeah, I thought about that's the rib king.
No talk about.
You know what I mean?
No talk about.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That?
What's that? Oh, who's
no, I'm talking about.
That was
AK.
G. That was G.
Oh, that's G.
I,
okay.
We didn't talk about one thing I wanted to bring up. I hope we was going to talk about real quick. What about the trades from Scherzer and Verlander going back to Houston? And Scherzer going to Texas.
We'll
yeah.
talk about it on
yeah.
Thursday. I write it down. We'll talk about it on Thursday. You should have heard us. We were talking about it.
The conversation we was having was great.
Yeah,
that's what
I saw it while we were on and we were talking. But like you said, our conversation was so good, I just didn't want to backtrack and interrupt. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Verlander has gone to Houston, the Astros, and Scherzer is with Texas, the Rangers. What did I tell y'all? We are in for a most interesting second half of baseball. Seriously. We are in for a most interesting second half, and I don't want to miss one pitch. Seriously. I know my Nets ain't doing well, but, I mean, they're playing good right now, for right now, but it's a little too late. Seriously. I'm going to keep it 100. It's a little too late for them right now. And 007, yes, they can get a wild card. They're closer
yeah.
to that wild card berth. I'll give them that. But I really don't think we'll have a repeat of 19. You know, I was at work today. This lady walked by me, and she had a Nationals championship 2019, and I went off into La La Land, man. I thought about you, 007, you know. I thought about us being able to celebrate and enjoy ourselves and all of that. But, hey, man, we've had ours. We've had ours, and now we can just sit back and enjoy good baseball. And I'm here for it. All right, Lady T, it's on you.
Boy, I can't wait till y'all win another title. Whew, if I hear about 2019.
Guys, I'm sorry that the time has come, you guys. The time has come. So, Cap, we haven't heard from you in a minute. Give us the last word, Cap.
Nah, Cap had to go. So, you know what? Let's do somebody who's never done it. Let's do
it
Pop. You cool?
Oh, Pop.
Pop's
still here? No, Pop.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Pop.
I'm here, and
come
I can
on,
make
Pop.
It real short and sweet for you. I'm gonna make it real short and sweet for you guys, because I know we short on
okay.
time. We talked about Sam Howell gonna have a breakout year. Just watch out for him. Watch what I say. He's gonna be that guy. That's number one.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if Earl Spence listens to the show or not, but if he does, or if somebody here got contact information for him, let him know. Do not do it again. Do not do it again. Is that worth it? You'll get another beat down, whether it's at 147 or 154. It doesn't matter. Don't do it again. That's all I got for you.
All right.
Pop,
all right. That's what's
we
up.
We appreciate that, Pop. thank you for listening, Pops. We really appreciate you joining us. Thank you so very much. DMV Kill and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. DMV Kill and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kill and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kill's Corner on Instagram at Kill's Corner and on Facebook at Kill's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKillMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. I have a God bless you to everyone on Kill's Corner and all the call-in fans from Kirby and Mom Betty. Mom Betty says to tell you guys peace, love, and soul, and be careful. Be paying attention, and we love you guys so very much. Kill, you have the very last word.
Hey, we'll be back on Thursday, Lord willing. And Thursday, we're going to take a look at the top 10 offensive and top 10 defensive coordinators, okay, approaching this 2024 season. Listen, like Tree said, like my Betty said, be safe, man. Be safe. And if you love them, they should already know. If they don't know, grab them and squeeze them till they say to you, you must love me. All right? We'll holler at y'all Thursday. And everybody have a blessed, safe Wednesday because we want to talk to you guys again and have a great conversation like we had today. All right? With that being said, we don't own the rights to the music, but we own the boogie. Y'all be good.
Yeah.
Bring in the baby.
Radio, TV, and even the press. Say what's the meaning of VAPORS? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall builders, they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big trunk jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wears Fly Valley boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and she coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get a deeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. The partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type Kangol tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the baby. They caught the baby. They caught the baby. They caught the baby. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Kamasaku V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess.
I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss punted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but this don't help on it. Now my cuz gone, still try on and on and on to the light break of dawn. To get this JLP in the back, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool B is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walking to the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, born, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin, the paper. They caught the paper. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MCs, DJ and crews in town. Saw screwing over street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death deuterons at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep it instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember me for Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the paper. Yo, they caught the paper. They caught the paper.
Yo, I like to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the paper.